Welcome to Building Dreams, an insider's guide to home building with Timberblock. I'm Penny Carrick.
And I'm Curtis McCurry.
Thank you for listening.
Today, we've got a real treat for you. We're chatting with Aaron Burns of TB Build, headquartered in Worcester, Mass. So as an exclusive dealer of both the Superior Walls Foundation System and the Timberblock Wall Panel System, TB Build has become a leading innovator in offsite construction really throughout the entire New England region. And while providing their clients with both a comprehensive and a la carte options for things like excavation and land clearing, home design, and complete general contracting services. So Aaron's journey from growing up in small town Mass to leading a multi-state cutting edge construction company is really been all about his passion, perseverance, and thinking outside the box. So I'm really excited to introduce him to our audience. So Aaron, welcome to the podcast.
Man, that was excellent. Thank you so much for that. Very excited to be a part of this journey and part of this podcast.
So Aaron, I just want to talk to you for a minute, and it's really important that we kind of know a little bit about you. I want to introduce people to all the good things that you guys are doing, but just kind of starting from the beginning, how did you get started in the construction industry?
Yeah, just like, you know, many people, you know, I started pretty young. My first job was doing masonry with my uncle. And, you know, growing up, my mother had flipped a couple houses and, you know, I was just kind of part of that. It was, always something that we were working on the weekends. And so I was brought up in an environment where, you know, you're at a job site or you're just working on something. So at a very young age, you know, I kind of figured out that I do have a passion for that. As I got a little bit older, went to college, you know, it was a little tricky for me to figure out my path and figure out, you know, how exactly I'm going to jump into this whole industry. You know, I don't have parents that, you know, have a construction company. So if I was going to do this, I would have to start from scratch. That took a little bit for me to figure out, you know, through college, after graduating, it was always something that I wanted to do, and took me a little bit of time to get there. A couple of years had gone by and, you know, dabbled in other things, sales and that sort of thing. But, always still had that burning desire to do something in construction in real estate. So my journey, you know, it took a couple different directions at times,
right.
But, we're here, and man, it's such a great industry to be a part of. I feel like it's very rewarding. Kind of getting to see, you know, start to finish how things
right.
are built. So very cool.
That's awesome. So, and you guys are headquartered in the Worcester area. Did you grow up in that area also?
Yeah. And didn't really travel too far out of here. So, born and raised, our roots are here. But where we are, it's very central. So New England, in many respects, is kind of a small area, small community. Doesn't take too much to travel to multiple different states, right? So, it's kind of a unique place. There's a lot going on. There's different kind of areas like Cape Cod in the islands, coastal construction, and then out towards the Berkshires in Western Massachusetts, and certainly as you get up into Vermont and New Hampshire, totally different climates. So you get the best of all worlds in a way.
That's awesome. So how would you say that the construction climate is there? When I say climate, I mean as far as one of the things that we've dealt with really all over the country, especially here in the South, is labor shortages. And, you know, there's really more demand than there is people who are in the business, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to ask you, you know, when you were younger in your career, there's a lot of folks that, you know, construction is not necessarily something that they're really focused on or thinking about or think that they can earn a living doing this, much less be an entrepreneur like yourself. So, Kind of what was that mindset for you when some of your friends were maybe people that you graduated with from high school or college were going off and doing, you know, different careers? What was kind of your mindset to get you moving in that direction?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely one of those things where you grow up and it's, you know, a certain way, you know, everybody kind of pushed to college at the time. And, you know, I graduated, I had a great time, got a lot of experience from that. And kind of growing up in that time too, I witnessed a labor shortage kind of going on. And, you know, here in New England, I think we're kind of insulated from a lot of the country in a way when it comes to real estate. You know, we don't have, you know, these, you know, peaks and valleys as much of, you know, as other states might have. You know, it's pretty constant, pretty consistent. You know, up here in New England, it can be tricky to build. I mean, there's zoning to kind of navigate. There's not a lot of land still, right? So there's a lot of wetlands to try to figure out. So, yeah. So, you know, for us, you know, I kind of identified pretty early on that, you know, hey, there's not enough people doing this. It's definitely a very good living. It's a great way to, you know, build community and, you know, build a team and be very proud of what you get to do every single day. But yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, I think it's definitely a challenge. You know, when there is a shortage of housing and shortage of labor in any area, now, how do you figure that out? How do you solve that problem? So I think we've aligned ourselves with partners that also understand that and have solutions for that. And that's really been the most important thing. So, you know, for me, I didn't have a very large team around me. I kind of had to figure it out on my own in many respects. So the fastest way for me to get from point A to point B in my goal is to align myself with like-minded people and other teams and other companies that, you know, we share that same kind of vision. So, you know, that's kind of where we've landed here.
Yeah. So, and you talked about partners and partnering with like-minded people. And so you represent both Timber Block and Superior Walls in the New England area. So really two companies that have a similar, you know, type of product when it comes to, you know, saving on labor cost and, you know, efficiencies and things like that. So walk me through that journey. Like, how did you first become involved with those companies?
Yeah, so it kind of all started right around the same time. I mean, we identified, you know, there's other ways to build. And as we were researching that, you know, we identified that offsite construction was a very big component of this. And, you know, Timber Block jumps out to me as a leader in that. Offsite construction, panelized systems, extremely efficient in not just, you know, energy efficiency, but efficient to build and construct. So Timber Block fits all of that. And kind of right around the same time, we're doing that research, and Superior Walls is a company that had jumped out to us, that we realized pretty early on that, you know, it's definitely something that we feel like we need to be a part of. At that time, there wasn't really much up here in New England. There was, you know, one sales representative for the entire area. And, you know, it just so happened that, you know, we introduced ourselves and they were looking to grow. And, you know, it kind of was perfect timing in that respect. But yeah, so we took over New England as a dealer installer for those guys. Same kind of track as Timber Block in a way. So, you know, and they're all similar things to construct. They're built in a factory. You've got to figure out logistics and trucking. You've got to identify the areas to set up a crane and the panel set with a crane, and it just goes fast. So, you know, understanding logistics and timelines and just getting the materials all to line up is really the name of the game. So really, it's really a match made in heaven in a way for us. And, right. you know, we've brought those two companies under our umbrella that we get to have the opportunity and privilege to share with other people.
Right. That's awesome. And so with Superior Walls in particular, so they're offsite made, produced concrete panels. So you just want to walk people who are maybe not familiar with the Superior Wall system, just give a quick bird's eye view of what those advantages are and how it works.
Yeah. So if you can picture this, it's basically a full panel. So full height panel, maybe 10 feet tall, 16 feet wide of concrete. And we set that panel with a crane and we call it balloon framing. So you construct all those panels together, they mechanically fasten, and that's how you build your foundation. So it's waterproof, it's insulated, and there's galvanized studs already built into that panel. So you've kind of consolidated a lot of trades right into one package. And that's kind of the key and the theme with even TimberBlock is consolidating trades. How many boots are on the ground at any given time on a project is something that, as we've seen, you know, it's a problem we need to solve because there's not enough people out there. So how do you do that? So for us, you know, we're able to install a whole foundation in most cases in a day with three guys. So it's just a faster process for us. Similarly, you're consolidating trades, even with TimberBlock, you know, the way that that panel is constructed, siding profile, your insulation, your studs, everything is one package in that factory. That's how they're so closely aligned. Make a lot of sense.
That's awesome. And also, so you've got pretty much the complete package there that you can help people out with complete offsite construction from foundation to the actual home construction design. You guys are doing, you know, excavation grading as an option, you know, project management as an option. So you offer, I think I'd mentioned a la carte and some comprehensive. So so you're able to help guide people no matter what stage they're in with their construction project.
Yeah, I think that's the key for, you know, a lot of folks who their dream is to build a home. Everybody's going to be different in how they want to go about that journey. You might have, you know, folks that want to be a part of that process, really boots on the ground. They want to swing a hammer and they want to, you know, really get to enjoy that process. And then you've got folks who, you know, they're not going to be as involved on the, you know, day-to-day on the job site, but they're going to be heavily involved in the lead up to it and design and kind of picking out, you know, their selections, interior selections. So we've got to kind of cater to both of those. And it's really more than just two groups. There's a lot of different variations of how you can build a house, you know. And so what we've tried to do is kind of fit all of those. You know, if all you need is us to come and, you know, help excavation and get you kind of out of the ground and get the timber block there and, you know, help kind of, you know, guide you on how things go together and, you know, just going to be a part of that process and make sure everything is going together, you know, well, then we can make that work. Or if you want us to completely turnkey, you know, everything, you know, we can do that too. So yeah, it's really just, you know, fitting that need, and just trying to bring the most value to, you know, that client.
So with this, we talked about the advantages, but obviously, anytime that you have offsite or something that's maybe outside of the norm, there's some challenges and some pushback. So, have you experienced any of that from, you know, subcontractors, different people? Like, what's been your experience with any pushbacks from any of your builds, and how were you able to overcome those?
Yeah, I think the trend is on our side. You know, years ago, you know, I would say you'd get a lot more pushback. And it's really just because, hey, first off, whether it is TimberBlock or Superior Walls here in New England, you know, relatively new to this area. not new to other parts of the country or timber block in Canada, but for here, you know, we had to kind of build up that name recognition a little bit, whether it is for, you know, clients or subcontractors. I think the most pushback is really on the subcontractor side because it's just not what they're used to. But our goal and our job really is to coach them through that whole process, make sure that they have all the information that they need in order to get their job done. Because at the end of the day, they want to get their job done. They want to do it well. You know, and if they have questions along the way, then obviously there's an issue there. We got to solve that. You know, so, you know, I think offsite construction as a whole has done a really good job kind of coaching that next generation of subcontractors, whether it's plumbers, electricians, and framers. There's a lot more to do. And I think that's really where we need to continue to take this. You know, as building codes change here, and you know, obviously, you know, folks are getting more and more accustomed to seeing kind of offsite built structures, whether it's panelized or modular or what have you. You know, if more and more clients are having that conversation and that's the direction they want to go, then obviously the subcontractors aren't going to deny work and they're going to figure it out and they're going to, you know, jump on board. So yeah, you know, I think the biggest pushback for us is really just kind of making sure, you know, with a panelized wall that all the mechanicals can fit, they can actually, you know, snake, you know, electrical wires and plumbing through that wall and just kind of navigating that. And once you get past that, you know, it's just like building any other house. So there's just a couple little things that you gotta, you know, sort out, but it's just nuance at that point.
Yeah. So, I mean, with that in mind, where do you see the, I mean, I know you guys are, you know, really expanding and growing your business and your influence there, in New England, where do you see the industry going over the next 10 years? Do you feel like it's going to be, you know, much more prevalent? Are there additional challenges that we need to overcome? Kind of what's your thoughts about the offsite industry over the next decade?
Yeah. So, you know, there's definitely challenges here in New England. I would say part of the challenge that we have is the availability of buildable land. Here in Massachusetts, they're changing zoning laws. They're really putting a lot of emphasis on ADU style construction with a tremendous amount of housing demand. We just can't build fast enough. So I think more and more people are kind of going to that ADU, that tiny home kind of style as well. If zoning's on board in your community, then I think there's plenty of opportunity there. I think there's going to be a lot of growth in that market. And, you know, part of that is there's things that you got to solve there too. I mean, you know, offsite construction, you just can't take a modular building and plop that in your backyard. You got to think about the size of the crane that you need, the logistics, how you actually, you know, get that material in the back. So, you know, I think where panelized system makes a lot of sense in that respect, in that whole industry. So that there's going to be a tremendous amount of, you know, conversation and kind of momentum going that direction. And, you know, it just offsite construction in general is just going to continue to grow. I don't know the percentage of market that it has now, but I can tell you it's a pretty small percentage, I would say, compared to, you know, conventional ways of construction, conventional pouring foundation, conventional framing. So it's just, you can just see the trend is going kind of in that offsite direction.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's opportunity then. There's opportunity to continue to grow your business and for other, you know, manufacturers. There's, I always tell people that, you know, it, obviously with timber block, we're in the offsite business as well. So, I mean, but other offsite companies are never our competition. You know, I mean, they're just not, right? Because we have such a small percentage of the market share that it really is a tight-knit group and a tight-knit industry. And we really do like to see other people's success, you know, because that's good for all of us. So I agree with you. There's a tremendous amount of opportunity to grow as we continue to you know, work through some of the challenges, like you mentioned, and educate people and where people can actually see the advantages that that you and I are experiencing with it. So, yeah, that's awesome. So looking back on your career, you know, you want to give your younger self, you've got a magic wand, you can give your younger self some advice in retrospect. What's one thing you would want to know, or you would, or one piece of advice you would want to give yourself to kind of prepare you for what's ahead?
Man, you know, I think I probably overthought a lot. I spent a lot of time thinking about how I was going to do something. And that paralysis by analysis kind of paradigm that I was just kind of stuck in. So, you know, I would say, you know, younger Aaron, just do it, just get after it. And, you know, and things will kind of figure itself out. You know, you're going to learn how to do it. And that's it. As long as you can, you know, appreciate the hard effort it takes to just learn and just kind of get into it, then just do it. Same goes in just in building your dream home. You know, I think, you know, a lot of people just think about it and think about it and think about it. And sometimes they just don't take action. And sometimes taking action is just reaching out to somebody like us. And just seeing what you know, the next steps really are. Because, you know, for me, again, I didn't really have anybody as a mentor at an earlier age that I could really kind of say like, hey, what is the next step? But I think there's so many tools and there's so many, you know, people out there that you can reach out to and, you know, figure out what it looks like. What's the next best move for me? And, you know, I think that's it. It's just taking action, just, you know, figure it out. And also too, I mean, you look at, you know, the folks who, you know, try to time a market in construction. I just don't think that really exists. It's right. It's a very hard thing to do. So, you know, we've always talked about, you know, the person, the people that got the best deal on their home are the people who built last year.
Right.
And then the year after that, you know, so it's just every year that, you know, that goalpost tends to move. And can you time it? I don't know, maybe, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, what you're trying to do is you're building your future. You're building an asset. You're building, it's an investment into your family. So, you know, don't feel like you have to overthink that. There's plenty of people out there that can help you out.
Yeah, for sure. That's good advice. Yeah. Not just for your younger self, but for people in general. You're 100% right, because, you know, you just can't go back in time to gain the equity you would have if you would have just gotten started at that point. And the equity doesn't necessarily mean a house. It means the experience gained or the lessons learned or whatever. Like, it's difficult to go back and make up the equity that you missed out on. So getting started is really important. Even if you're making mistakes along the way,
That's sometimes right.
It's good just to get started. These things have a tendency to figure themselves out. And I think the universe kind of smiles on those who are taking action.
Absolutely.
All right. So, yeah, Aaron, listen, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, we're going to have links in the podcast to be able to go to your website. Is there a way to get in touch with them on the website? I'm assuming that they could reach out to you directly.
Yeah, reach out to me directly, tbbuild.com. You can reach out to me. My email and phone number are out there as well. So, yeah, look forward to talking to, you know, anybody who's interested in, you know, taking that next step.
That's awesome. Yeah. And then also for those of you who are already in the Timberblock system, who are fans of Timberblock, if you're in the New England states, you can reach out through Timberblock as well, or you can go directly to TB Build and Aaron can help answer any questions that you have about the area, about building there. We're really excited about you joining us today, Aaron. I appreciate your time, and we need to do this again sometime for sure.
Absolutely, no pleasure. It's been fun. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you guys, and we'll see you next time.